This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. When a tornado spun through Van, Texas 7 months ago, it left dozens of homes devastated and two dead. People are still recovering. The tornado tore through Van on Mother's Day.
Yeah, not much of a gift for my wife, that's for sure.
Ken Strom and his wife Donna hid inside a closet in the sewing room.
Could have been more than 30 seconds before the tornado roared overhead and tore a house apart. It left a few walls standing, and fortunately, where we were.
This doesn't go away. Every time the clouds have rolled in since May the 10th, that group of people have turned on their weather apps and thought about, what do I do if another tornado hits?
Kenneth Meadows is a minister at First Baptist Church in Van. That church became an ad hoc command center after the tornado in May. Meadows says he spent a half hour praying after he heard the news about the most recent tornadoes in North Texas. His first piece of advice to folks hit last weekend: avoid disaster tourism.
You can imagine, if you're a homeowner and your world has been turned upside down by a devastating tornado, do you want 300 strangers walking through your yard or looking in your windows? No, you do not.
Meadows says well-intentioned people can help by volunteering and donating. First Baptist started receiving donations right away.
And so as quickly as we could, we began to get money into those people's hands. We provided some cash early because we knew that they probably had expenses that they were not planning on, eating out, moving back and forth, and that sort of thing.
The rebuilding process was slow. Meadows says something that sounds simple, like getting rid of debris, isn't as easy as hauling it out on a trailer. There's hazardous material to dispose of as well. By Thanksgiving, some families were just getting settled in new homes. And as important as a new house is, Meadows says providing survivors with a safe space to share what happened is also part of recovery.
Letting them talk about the fear they had when the tornado was actually hitting their home. And I'm not sure they ever get completely over that.
The day after the tornado in Van, I met up with Brian Shergut. Today, he's still trying to get money from FEMA to help rebuild his parents' home. His advice: keep records like utility bills and watch out for scams.
Because my father had someone say that they were renting from my father and trying to take money from the government saying that they were renting his house.
Shergut also says don't buy on impulse and save what you can. Ken and Donna Strom, the couple who hid in the closet, they decided not to rebuild their home on Washington Street. They'd been lucky. Insurance helped them buy a new house. Ken Strom says they still needed help. The lesson: don't be afraid to ask for it.
The help is there, and to not ask for it, it doesn't give a lot of people the satisfaction of helping out. And I think that's where a lot of people drew their strength from, was the response to those that were saying, I've got a need, can you help me?
That strength, he says, will be crucial for people trying to recover from last weekend's storms. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.